Among the decisions adopted by COP in its final plenary, there is a very important decision regarding agriculture. It's very important, first of all, because it is the first decision about agriculture since the Paris Agreement, which recognizes the key importance of food security and nutrition and the particular vulnerability of agriculture to it. The second reason why it is so important, it's because it is the first decision that goes towards implementation in the agricultural sector. The items mentioned in the decision cover many of the most promising areas for action: soil, livestock, nutrient and water management, assessment of adaptation, socioeconomic and food security dimensions. It is a decision that requests the two subsidiary bodies, the one for scientific and technological advice and the subsidiary body for implementation, to jointly address issues related to agriculture. So it's a major step towards enabling countries to implement actions in agriculture.
How will countries benefit from the decision?
The first thing is that they will have much more opportunities to go on discussing together about common issues. And this has been very important these last years. Now, all countries recognize that they are impacted by climate change and that they can learn a lot by each other, not only in terms of actions, but also the policies which are needed to facilitate these actions. And they will also benefit from the fact that there is now a place to look at how the mechanisms and the institutions under the UNFCCC can better help countries implementing actions in agriculture.
And what is FAO planning to do going forward?
First of all, FAO plans to go on, continue and strengthen its efforts to support the process, to support countries, to support the Secretariat of UNFCCC, with whom we have an active collaboration, and also to strengthen its support to countries to implement action, and also other stakeholders, because what we have seen in COP during Agriculture Action Day is that now non-state actors are getting very engaged and mobilized in addressing climate change. FAO has already a lot of programs going on at both global, regional, and national level, with an important flagship program on integrating agriculture in national adaptation plans, and also a major role on the working group on the implementation of the NDCs in the land use and agriculture sector. So we already have the tools and the structures to strengthen support to countries and actors.
Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Maybeek.
Thank you.